Welcome to Hero Talk with Talix and Trail. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trail.
And today is an emergency episode because we just watched The Elseworlds and man, it definitely deserved to get an episode of Hero Talk. You ready to do this?
Yep, I am. Now it is time for some jokes. Talix, do you have one? Because I don't.
Okay. How do you put a super baby to sleep?
I don't know.
You put it in his crib tonight.
Oh! Wow!
Okay. So let's go into our MVP discussion of the Elseworlds series. For you, who was your MVP?
My MVP was Oliver Queen or Barry Allen.
Okay, why were they your MVPs?
No. Oliver Queen. The green. They switched bodies. The real. This is hard to explain. The Green Arrow. Like, Oliver Queen. Mm-hmm. Not the Barry Allen Oliver Queen. The Oliver Queen.
Okay. So why is he the MVP?
He's cool. First one ever to stand up to the bad haircut dude.
You talking about to the monitor?
Yeah, sure. And then he was just funny.
Okay. Yep,
that was...
Okay, Oliver Queen did do a big thing when he talked to the monitor and he got him to, I guess, shift something. I'm not sure exactly what he shifted, but he shifted a little bit of something and it helped everything out. My vote for MVP is Cisco Ramon. And I'll tell you why.
Not Superman?
No, not Superman. Not none of this stuff. Because think about it. If it wasn't for Cisco creating the breach technology, they wouldn't have been able to get to Earth 38 to get Kara in the first place. And if it wasn't for Cisco, Kara and them wouldn't be able to go back to Earth 38 at the end of the shows. And if it wasn't for Cisco, even in the alternate universe, they wouldn't have been able to breach over to get anybody out of Earth 38 again. So Cisco was instrumental in doing all of this stuff. And that's not even talking about his technical expertise. And he was able to vibe the monitor. He was actually able to observe the monitor. This dude is like a galactic being, and Cisco is able to see, I see you. And this ain't even full power Cisco. This Cisco with his hands cut up from when he was fighting against Cicada. So my MVP, Cisco Ramon, a.k.a. Vibe, which is underrated. He is very underrated because he is one of the most powerful characters in the entire Arrowverse.
No.
He is.
Oh, you're talking about the Arrowverse.
Arrowverse, yeah. The Arrow universe that the Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, all that exists in. Cisco Ramon Vibe is one of the strongest characters, period. Mm-mm. Oh, did you want to debate this already? I mean, I'm ready. We can run right into the debate and then just skip over that and go back to it. So what you want to do?
They're so stronger than him.
Who's stronger than Cisco?
Firestorm.
Firestorm? How?
He just said he got everything on fire.
Right. And Cisco Ramon can take the vibrations out of stuff, which means he can stop things. Which means he can separate the Flash from the Speed Force. He can make the Flash unable to move. The Flash can outrun flames and put out flames. Cisco Ramon can stop the flames from even existing. Or he could just vibe them to another place, like the ocean. He can vibe Firestorm to another planet if he just so wishes. Cisco Ramon is so strong, and he's able to touch things and understand where everything is. He's actually when given his ultimate power-ups, able to see in other universes very easy. He's able to see alternate timelines. Cisco Ramon is a boss. Vibe is a boss. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
Maybe.
What? Who else? Who else do you got?
Who else?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty. The bad haircut dude.
Are we talking about Monitor?
Sure, whatever you call him.
Okay, the Monitor is strong. I think he is one of the stronger characters in the universe. But if we're talking about Cisco being on Earth and not really knowing the extent of his powers and still being able to observe the Monitor, who has been pretty much unobserved by everybody else. Like, he only was observed when he wanted to be seen. And Cisco was able to see him. So think about how Cisco would be able to see him and even deal with him on the same level. Because think about it. The Monitor was using breach-like powers much the same way as Cisco uses, right? Mm-hmm. So think about it, man. Cisco can throw down with the big ones. He's a bad man. Did you want to move on to the NVL?
Yes! After that total complete beatdown, now it's time to move on to the NVL.
Okay, so who do you have as your most valuable loser in this?
Most valuable loser. I would say... the... this is so hard. Everyone was a complete loser.
You think everybody was a loser?
No! Why would I wanted to choose Lois Lane, but at the ending, she just came in with the big hammer and went...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one else was a complete loser.
I would say... my most valuable loser.
I can't say Kay Kane either.
Definitely not Kay Kane. Most valuable loser to me is... it has to be Dr. Destiny. Because he had the book and the ability to rewrite all this stuff. And the thing about it was, is he started off as, you know, he was a psychologist working on his patients in Arkham, and he was doing experiments on them, and he was doing all this stuff, and he wasn't even doing good then. And then he was like, oh, I wanted to be the Flash. So he tried to be the Flash, but he ended up switching the guys. And then at the end, he was like, I want to be Superman. And so he tried to be Superman, but he didn't know he was Superman. He was trying to be Supergirl, but he ended up just being a man. And even in all that stuff, he still lost. He had the ability to rewrite the world as he wanted to, and he still lost because he was a loser at the end. And that's what happens. You suck at life that much to where you can't even win when you have everything in hand.
I'd say him too, because I mean, you can just say, I want to be the Flash, and they be someone totally different, and then you're done. You don't have to take an hour to read a book like Superman. He just like, he could just say, I wish everything was back to normal. And there you go.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so let's go talk about what our favorite settings in this are. What is your favorite setting?
Well, I went between the room where it's like you see all the jail people. Which,
so Arkham Asylum?
Yeah. There and Earth 90.
And why would you say that?
Because, I mean... they had villains jumping around and everything. And then you saw the Green Lantern, the Flash, all these different heroes. And then the bad hair dude was just like, it was you who made the mistake.
Okay. I think that was a pretty good setting. My favorite setting kind of relates to what you said.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Because I had it was a lot of stuff that I had that were my favorite settings, because it was like you get to see everything. But just favorite setting in general, simply Gotham City. We finally get to go to Gotham City in this TV universe, and I mean,
yay,
it does not disappoint. And I hope we get to go back there. I'm really hoping we get to go back there.
And
so like the Gotham City, it just felt like grimy and gritty, and like it felt more dangerous than Star City. And I think that they did a good job of placing the settings for that. And so it was a good job. And so I'm looking forward. Hopefully we get to see more in Gotham City.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope that this just flips around, Batman comes back. It may be a team up.
It may be a team up, because that would be kind of awesome to actually get to see Batman and Superman in this universe teaming up.
And Batwoman.
Or to see the Batwoman and Batgirl team up. Batwoman and Supergirl team up. That would be awesome as well.
Robin could come in.
It could be a lot. There's a lot on the table. I mean, there is the Titans DC TV universe show, so we might have to check that one out too. But let's roll on. Okay, so I want to talk about favorite costumes. And my favorite costume, which is something that I've been looking for so long. And it finally came. And I'm just excited and ecstatic about it. Because for me, growing up, like, number one, my favorite superhero when I was a little kid was Spider-Man. Like, growing up,
yeah.
Spider-Man... favorite superhero growing up or whatever. Then I got a little bit older, and as I got older, I transitioned into liking Batman more. But the thing about it was, is like, as I've been reading, you know, the Batman comics and stuff like that, I've read a whole bunch of different ones, but the ones that I found to be the most interesting ones were the Batwoman comics, because she was part of the Bat family, but not a direct link. She kind of had her own way of kind of doing things. And Kate Kane is such an awesome character. Like they picked Ruby Rose as the person to play her. They picked the perfect person to play her. Her costume was impeccable. Like, you could have put that in a movie against what there was in The Dark Knight or what was in Dawn of Justice, and it would have been better than the costumes in the movie. It was perfect. It was excellent. It had all the colors, the red, the vibrant red hair, all that stuff in it. Wait, and it was awesome.
Do you mean Ruby Rose Turner?
Who's Ruby Rose Turner?
Okay, that's all from Disney Channel.
No,
okay.
No. Definitely not Ruby Rose Turner. Anyway, who is your favorite costume?
My favorite costume was, it was like, I forgot his name.
So describe him.
Well, he had a weird looking face, and he got in the car, and he had a golden dude.
Oh, you talking about Psycho Pirate?
I have no idea who he is, but I'm assuming you're right.
Talking about the golden face guy, the guy with the gold mask on?
Yippee!
Okay, so that was your favorite costume?
Well, yeah, I did. The superhero ones, yeah, I've seen them all before.
And so just kind of seeing the gold mask, just kind of thought that was pretty cool. Okay.
I mean, because all the other ones were orange, crazy face, tattooed. Yeah.
Okay. Gold mask.
Now it is time to talk about our favorite scenes. Now, my favorite scene was when all of the superheroes were just pretty much dead. The Earth was crazy. And the Flash had a little bit of strength left, just crawling, trying to get to the book. And then, like I said, the
monitor.
Sure. He was just like, it was you who made the mistake.
That was a pretty awesome scene. I like that scene a lot. Whee! My favorite scene was when the fear toxin got released and they brought back Malcolm Merlyn to fight against Oliver Queen playing as Barry Allen. Fight against Barry Allen playing as Oliver Queen. And then they brought Reverse Flash, Eobard Thawne back to fight against Oliver Queen playing as Barry Allen. Like, it was so awesome just to see them. I mean, they were fighting each other, but they were fighting their respective enemies at this very same time. And it was just so awesome to see those two characters have to deal with the opposites of it. Because normally you see Merlin and Oliver and Barry and Eobard, but it was like a switch on the characters to be able to kind of play that out. And
how
also,
were they scared of each other, though?
It wasn't that they were scared of each other. The fear toxin brings out what you're afraid of.
Yeah, but Oliver was Barry. So that means he wasn't scared of the Reverse Flash.
No, Oliver was Barry. So in his universe, if that was the universe they were supposed to be in, then he would have been Barry having to deal with the Reverse Flash.
Sure.
And so it's like they would have been switched their lives.
Ah, yeah.
And so it's not like they were like particularly afraid of the person, but they were afraid of what the person could do. Because if you go back to season one of Arrow, Oliver did not think he could beat Merlin in a straight up fight for a while. And so it was a scary thing to be dealing with. And the same thing with Flash, where he didn't think that he was going to be able to beat Eobard in a straight up fight. And so having to deal with that was kind of just a new level of stuff. And then, of course, it's a drop in from Batman because it was the Crane's fear toxin. It's just so much stuff in this stuff. And we're going to get to a whole bunch of the Easter eggs in the fun facts section, but we're going to keep on rolling.
Thank you. Now, this is on who would win in a fight, Batwoman or the Green Arrow? I personally think the Green Arrow.
Impossible. Batwoman, Kate Kane, is going to stomp a mud hole in the Green Arrow.
Explain to me how.
Okay. So, first off, the Green Arrow works in Star City, which is a tough place. But it's not Gotham City.
So what? We had people like Bane. If Batman wasn't so soft, then he would have just... So Gotham City ain't that tough.
Gotham City is that tough, and it is that crazy, which is why you have people like Victor Freeze, which is why you have people like Oswald Cobblepot, which is why you have people like Clayface, and all these characters that you have to deal with to get put away. They have to go get put away. Now, true enough, the Green Arrow can make some nice trick shots and stuff like that. But if we're talking about taking stuff down and getting down to the nitty-gritty, Batwoman Kate Kane is going to get the job done. Her technology is better and everything. You saw the Batarang. You saw the Batarang being able to be a homing missile, to be able to take multiple people out, to take different trajectories to come back with it. She has Wayne Tech behind her. I'm sorry, but Batwoman is going to win this.
Okay. Back to the technology. You see, the Green Arrow, he can shoot out an arrow that has multiple arrows inside of it. And then have kryptonite.
Well, it doesn't work if she ain't a Kryptonian. Batwoman ain't a Kryptonian.
So, that stuff is powerful.
It's only powerful against Kryptonians. Otherwise, it's just a glowing rock. slightly radiation, but I mean, it's not enough to do anything to human. But the thing about it is, if we're also talking about suits and stuff like that, okay, the Green Arrow has a cool little suit.
I mean,
it's a leather bombs little leather and little
everything.
But Batwoman has all of that stuff and more. Grappling hooks and so, all of that. So
we got arrows that we can just shoot up into the sky, and we got a hot air balloon.
Right. And Batwoman literally has armor on that won't be pierced by arrows. So I don't know what it is that you think the Green Arrow is going to do. And her suit has all kinds of technology built in for her to be able to see stuff and scan stuff. Batwoman is the best there is.
Wow. I'm confused.
You got anything else, or are we moving on?
Yes, I got something else.
Okay, what do you got?
First off, they're both vigilantes.
Yes.
So they can jump off buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And do wall spins.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything that Batgirl throws at him, I mean, he knows the legends and stuff. So the Batarangs, he knows they're going to come back. And he can do all this parkour and dodge all of those stuff. So they're not going to touch each other either way. So basically, no one's going to win.
I disagree. Batwoman's going to win.
Sure, whatever.
All right. Let us know. Hit us up at herotalktt@gmail.com and let us know who won this debate. Or who do you think should be in this debate? Who wins? Green Arrow? No. Batwoman? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
All right, time for some super upgrades. If you could upgrade anything about this show, what would it have been?
Purple hair instead of like the reddish hair, like the purple and black costume instead of the red and black. I mean,
but that's iconic Batwoman. So
I think the purple and black would be good. And once we go to the Easter eggs, we're gonna talk more about this. But I noticed that the Batman was black and blue. And gray. Do you know how old that is? Black and gray and purple and black and yellow. That's all. I mean.
Oh, you mean Batgirl. That's what you were saying. So you wanted to have Batgirl in there as well, is what you were saying.
No, I'd rather have Batgirl.
Oh, you'd rather have had Batgirl than Batwoman?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a bad one. I say that
she's done with high school.
I say that my super upgrade would have been to kind of link in Robin, just to have him come over from Titans to this episode, because I think that would have been a cool kind of like draw in to say, okay, everybody's left, and so just to kind of like have them kind of show up a little bit. But I think,
because Batman left, and he's like, well, someone has to help his cousin.
Right. And so I think that would have been a good upgrade for it.
Now we are going to talk about rate it or hate it. Now, I would give it the closest it can be to 5 just because I have a better movie. Well, or TV show. Y'all will know later on.
I will give it a straight up 5. It ain't no, there's, it was awesome.
You can't
give it a five. It's my rating. I can give it a 5. You can have multiple 5s. It doesn't have to be just a singular number 5 movie out there.
Well, just saying, there's more coming to that, which basically means it's part of this. So you can't fully rate it and then not be able to rate it anymore.
If it's the Elseworlds episodes, then I want to rate it, because it's like, okay, so we had the Flash V Arrow,
we had the crisis on
Infinite Earths coming up, but this is not Crisis on Infinite Earths.
But it's gonna
it's Elseworlds, but it's not the same thing. It's going to be different. It's going to be a different situation, and we're going to get into it a little bit later.
Okay.
But I gave it a 5 stars. It was awesome. I was got to see different stuff I hadn't seen before. It was a whole ton of Easter eggs, and they were doing stuff in an awesome way. So I was excited and having fun. All right, so instead of doing our normal fun facts, we're going to do Easter eggs, because this had more Easter eggs. This had more Easter eggs than the Easter Bunny delivers on Easter. It was more. It was just like,
wow.
Like it was laden with them. It was like just overflowing with Easter eggs. Now, I got a ton of them, but is there any Easter eggs that you saw that you wanted to point out?
Yeah.
Okay.
First things first, you had little Joker buzzers and Bane mask. It has Bane's mask in the Arkham Asylum.
No, not Arkham Asylum. It was from The Dark Knight Rises. It was from the Christopher Nolan movies, from Batman Begins, The Dark Knight. It was from Dark Knight Rises, that Bane mask.
Yes, it was in the Arkham Asylum.
And
it was
also,
in that jail.
And also, since we're talking about the Arkham Asylum, Victor Freeze's gun from Batman and Robin, or Batman Forever. Batman Forever, that movie had the very same thing in it. It had Victor Freeze's gun. We got to see Nora Freeze. We got to see Oswald Cobblepot's jail cell. We got to see Clayface's jail cell. We got to see the Riddler, Edward Nigma's jail cell. We got to see so much stuff. It was like so much stuff. And then the Wi-Fi password was Alfred. The 90s Flash. Another Easter egg was because Earth 90 was the 90s Flash from the 1990s, and so that's why they named it the 90s Flash, Earth 90, because it's from the 90s.
Oh, wow.
Yes. When they went to Earth 38, when they went to Smallville, the theme song from the Smallville TV show was what played when they went there.
Ooh.
Like, it's so much stuff. We got to see the Fortress of Solitude. It's just, like, so, and then we get, of course, we're going to talk about it because the Anti-Monitor, which is way more powerful than the Monitor, and that's where Crisis of Infinite Earths is coming in at. That's where Psycho Pirate is coming in at. It is so much stuff that they laid the foundation for and that they paid off on.
Oh,
it was awesome.
We can't forget the Green Lantern.
Oh, yes. Yes. Barry Allen from the 90s came up and said, John, you're not wearing your ring, so this must be a different Earth, which means that John Diggle has the ring of the Green Lantern. He is either John Stewart or John Diggle over there, but he is the Green Lantern. Man, how much stuff can they cram into this? Like, it's...
And pretty much all of the Easter eggs were in the second episode.
No, it was plenty of episodes, like Easter eggs in all of the different episodes.
Yeah, and one of my favorites was, like, what's blue and gray and red all over? A dead Batman.
Yeah, the Riddler has a sick sense of humor. And so it's just like, you get to see all of this. Oh, yeah, Poison Ivy. I forgot. Yeah. Poison Ivy was in the jail as well. It's so much stuff that they laid the groundwork for. And I'm excited to see where this leads to.
Oh, and something I saw that you saw mostly was what told us that it was the blue and gray Batman before we even tried to look at the riddles was that there was a whole bunch of these blue and gray little duck thingies. I couldn't see them.
Yeah, like the little penguin, like the little penguin bombs. Like they put a lot of work into showing that that Batman was real and he has been around for a long time. And in that universe, Batman exists. Like Batman exists in that universe, and there And because we got the situation where Kate Kane calls Oliver at the end, there might be a situation where Oliver Queen and Batman team up. Oh, yes, I forgot. Okay, you didn't realize this, but this was a similar situation as to when they introduced Barry Allen in the second season of Arrow, I believe. I think it was the second season of Arrow. They introduced Barry Allen. He came over from Central City, and he was a forensic scientist or whatever, and it was before he had his powers. And so they just kind of like made a cameo. Barry put together his mask that Oliver wears, and then he went back. And then once he went back, he ended up getting struck by lightning. So after he got struck by lightning, he ended up with his own show. Who shows up? Cameo appearance. Batwoman. Guess who's getting their own show? Who? Batwoman. Yes. They're going to start filming in about April of this year. So we might have a Batwoman TV show next fall to watch.
So that means... So it's either going to be... Crisis on Infinite Earths, and then after that's done with, we got Batwoman.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Okay, so far as the news, we did this emergency episode because Elseworlds was pretty awesome. We still got that Avengers Endgame trailer discussion that's dropping on Friday still. Hey, keep looking out for us. We're going to be here. We want to keep out putting out content. If there's something that you feel that we need to discuss, hit us up at herotalktt@gmail.com or hit us up at herotalk1@Twitter. So we're there. Yeah. Look us up. Let us know.
And we will be having a Aquaman trailer one, which is gonna be really good, and we're probably gonna try to fit the Justice League movie in before then.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get some more stuff out to you guys. Let us know what you guys like. Like, share, subscribe, download. Just keep us in your mind, because we want to keep this going and we're having a lot of fun with you guys, and we want this to be the best show as it possibly can be.
Yeah.
So this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I said Tiro. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev, because I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And when there is a hero,
we talk.
Let's go.
Yeah.